Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're holding on daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. We are at Itmar, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Last one in line is Rebbe. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored Lizachusra for Shalema for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored by Drs. Avi and Ellen Freilich in memory of Ellen's father, Mr. Leon Weinstein, Yehuda Leib Ben Yisrael Yitzchak Alav Hashalom, his yard site is this Shabbos, and also sponsored by the Dvir Konigsberg Berger and Chovev families, as is Chusra for Refuah Shleima for Eliezer Daniel Ben Sima Leah Konigsberg. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we are holding on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, and today we're going to have two topics in the Daf. We started to discuss yesterday the idea of carrying in a Mavoi, so the Gemara is going to tell us a Chilik that it depends on whether the Chatzeros with that open to that Mavoi have that their own personal Eruve Chatzeros. So since we're going to discuss why it should depend, why the matter of carrying within the Mavoi should depend whether the Chatzeros have their own Eruve Chatzeros. That's the first topic. Then the next topic on the daf is going to be Machshire Mitzvah. We said that Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos. What about Machshirim of every other Mitzvah? So we're going to talk about Machshirei Shtei Halechem being Docha Shabbos. We're going to talk about how we know which Machshirim are not Docha Shabbos. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that Machshirei Lulav are Docha Shabbos? How does Rabbi Eliezer know that Machshirei Sukkah are Docha Shabbos? How does Rabbi Eliezer know that Machshirei Matzah are Docha Shabbos? How does Rabbi Eliezer know that Machshirei Shofar are Docha Shabbos? So that's going to be, we'll go through Mitzvah by Mitzvah, and which ones are Docha, which ones Machshirim are Docha Shabbos, and how Rabbi Eliezer knows that about those mitzvos, and which ones are not Docha Shabbos. So the more challenging part is the first half of the daf when we talk about the Mavoi. Let's begin. Itmar. Am Rabbi Zeir Am Rav. Rabbi Zeir says the name of Rav as follows. Mavoi Shalom Nishtatfu Bo Ein Metaltum Bo Ela Ba Arba Amos. If there's not a Shitufe Mavuos, then in a Mavoi, then you're only allowed to carry within Dalet Amos of the Mavoi. You're not allowed to carry more than four Amos. Am Rabbi Hamil Samar Rabbi Zeir Velo Pirsha. Rabbi Zeir said it, but he didn't explain in what context Rav said that, or he didn't give enough elaboration on Rav's Shita. And it really goes as follows. Adas Rav Baravua Upirsha. Rav Baravua came and elaborated further. Dam Rav Nachman Ram Rav Baravua Merav. Here's the halacha that Rav really said. Mavui Shalom Mishtat Vubo. If you do not have a Shitufe Mavuos, and again, a Shitufe Mavuos is when all of the different Chatzeros within that Mavui join together in Baksa Matzahs or whatever, and they therefore can carry from the Chatzer through the Mavoi, from the Mavoi into the Chatzer, the various Chatzeros that open up to the Mavoi, they all become a single Rishus. So a Mavoi that you don't have a Shitufe Mavuos, Ervu Chatzeros im Batim. If each of the respective Chatzeros that open up into the Mavoi have their own Eruv Chatzeros, meaning each Chatzer has multiple Batim, and they join together, the different Batim join together to make an Eruv Chatzeros in each of the Chatzeros, so now you're going to be allowed to carry from the homes within that chatzer into the chatzer, and the people from that chatzer, the people from the various chatzeros though did not join together the different chatzeros in the shitufe mavuos, then ein metaltlin ella ba'arba amos. Then you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi more than four amos. Lo erv chatzeros and batim, but if each of the respective chatzeros did not even make an erv chatzeros, so you don't have a shitufe mavuos, you don't have an erv chatzeros in each of the chatzeros, then ironically, counterintuitively, mutu l'taltel bikulo. Now you're allowed to carry throughout the entire mavoi, meaning less of a tikkun allows more carrying within the mavoi for some reason. So Amar Rav Chanina Chazal l'Rabba, Maishna ki erev chatzeros in batim, denitku chatzeros v'nasu batim. So Maishna, why should it be different? Why should it make a difference whether the chatzeros made their own erevin? After all, ki erev chatzeros in batim, when the chatzeros have their own personal Eruve Chatzeros, and they each become their own Rishus, the reason you're not allowed to carry more than four Amos in the Mavoi presumably is Dinitku Chatzeros V'nasu Batim. Each of the Chatzeros are no longer viewed as a Chatzer. Since they all joined together, they each one became like a single bias, since they all joined together. V'rav L'tamei Da'amarav Eina Mavoi Nita B'lacha V'kora Achu Batim V'chatzeros P'suchon L'tocho. A Mavoi only becomes Mutar al yedei alechi arukora, having alechi arukora on the fourth end of a mavui is only going to allow carrying in a mavui if the mavui is made in such a way where there are both batim and chatzeros, two houses that are open to each chatzer and at least two chatzeros opened into the mavui. But by making an eruv chatzeros in each chatzer, what you've done is you've made each chatzer into a single bayis. V'hacha batim ika chatzeros leka, and therefore each of the chatzeros that open up into the mavui is like a bayis. So you have multiple batim opened up into the chatzer, but you don't have any chatzeros into the mavui. Rabbi, you don't have any chatzeros opened up into the mavui. So it says, but by that logic, even if they didn't make an eruv chatzeros in each of the chatzeros that are opened up into the mavui, shouldn't we look at the batim as far as the mavui is concerned as if they are closed off? Because the batim are not opened up into the mavui. The batim are opened up into the chatzer. The chatzeros are therefore mafsik between the houses and the mavoi. There's no way to carry from the, especially since there are no eruvin, there's no way to carry from the batim to the chatzeros. So the chatzeros ika batim laka. So in that case, you only have chatzeros and you do not have any batim. You have chatzeros without batim because the batim are all out of bounds. The batim are all closed off since you don't have an eruv chatzeros that allows you to carry from the batim to the chatzeros. Now, why is it that you need batim v'chatzeros psuchim v'tocho in order to be able to be effectively allowed to carry in a mavoi al yedei alechi or kora? So the official explanation is one that's given by the Rashba in the Tshuva. This Tshuva Sarashba is quoted by the Beis Yosef, it's quoted by the Mishra Brura. It is the explanation that a mavoi that has chatzeros and batim that are open up into it, a lot of people will utilize that area, that mavoi, and therefore people will not do private things in that mavoi. They would be embarrassed to eat there, and there's no chashash that people are going to bring kalim out into Rosh HaSarabim because people aren't really doing much in terms of that mavoi. But so the Chacham said that it's enough with the lechi or kora to be matir being metaltal over there. But when you don't have batim chatzeros that are open into it, so there are fewer passers-by, and mela becomes more of a private area, and more likely that people are going to eat there, and therefore a greater chashash that people are going to bring their kalim there. So Chazal said that it's good that it's not enough to have a lechi or a kora, and you're going to need a pas dal tvach, and you're going to need like a four tefach wall to actually close off the fourth side of the mavui. So says the Gemara, what's the answer to our question? Meaning we're still questioning why does it make a difference whether each of the chatzeros have an eruv chatzeros as far as carrying in the mavoi. So efshar demevatle reshus tekulu legabechad. No, it could be that over the course of Shabbos, all the balibatim will be mevatle the reshus in the chatzer to one of the bnei chatzer, and therefore it's now going to become mutter to carry from the bayis to the chatzer. So now this mavoi has chatzeros, and one of the chatzeros has batim that are opened up into it that it's not stumen, that's not closed off, because once they're mevatel reshus, you're allowed to carry from the bayis to the chatzer. So says Gemara, no, it doesn't work, because sof, bayis ika, batim leka. Yes, you then have a bayis, but you do not have two batim, and Rav said you need batim v'chatzeros. So because even the chatzer where they're all mevatel reshus, it just becomes a bayis. It doesn't become batim. The only way to have and we said you need batim open up into the chatzeros. So says the Gemara. So what do we say? Efshar demitzafra v'ad palga diyoma. The answer is that it could be for the first half of the day legabe chad. They're mevatel reshus legabe one member of the chatzer. And then the second half of the day, the gabechad, they're mevatel reshus to another member of the chatzer, another bayis within the chatzer, and therefore you do have batim that you can carry from into the chatzer over the course of Shabbos. The first half of Shabbos, the one bayis, and the second half of Shabbos, the other bayis that they were mevatel reshus to. Says Mar sof but there's never a single point in Shabbos where you have batim. Each time, each moment, it's only one bayis that's open up into the chatzer. Ella Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says instead, whether they made an eruv, whether they don't make it, whether they did not make an eruv, Rav holds that a mavoi is a mutar al yedei alechi or kora because there are batim and chatzeros that are opened up into it. Why is Rav mechalek between making an eruv and not an eruv? Mi garam lechatzeros sheyasu. What causes the chatzeros to become asur to take carry from them into the mavu without a shitufe mavaos? Batim. It's batim that caused that problem. Vileka, meaning according to Rabbi Shimon, a mavu that and chatzeros that are opened up into it that are considered a single rishus and you're allowed to carry from one to the other any kalim that are shovis betocham, even if you don't make a shitufe mavuos. And Rav holds that that's only b'tanai that the chatzeros do not make an eruv together with the batim, because in such a case you're not going to have too many objects from the house in the chatzeros, and therefore there's no chashash that people are going to carry out into the mavoi even the objects that were shoves bebayis, because Rabbi Shimon is moda that it's usher to carry them out into the mavoi. But if you made an eruv chatzeros with the batim, so now in each of the chatzeros they're going to be full of kalim that started off Shabbos in a bayis. So now you're not going to be able to be metalta from the chatzeros to a mavoi, even the kalim that were shovis in the chatzer, because we have to be choshesh. If you're going to carry kalim that were shovis in the chatzer out into the mavoi, you might also carry kalim that started Shabbos in the bayis out into the mavoi, because it's now become mutter to carry kalim from the bayis to the chatzer. So in that case, even Rabbi Shimon will say we don't consider the mavoi a single rishus together with the chatzer, because you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, and the mavoi now turns into a karmelis, and that's why you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos in the mavoi. But if they were to make a shitufe mavuos, then all the batim, all the chatzeros, everything would just become one rishus, and then you'd be allowed to carry. So there are three levels. If you have a mavoi that has a shitufe mavuos, everything's what you're going to be allowed to carry throughout the entire mavoi, more than dalet amos. That for sure effectively makes it one rishus. On the other extreme, if there's no shitufe mavuos and no Eruv Chatzeros in each of the Chatzeros, so then there is no concern that the Chatzeros are going to have Kalim from the Bayis in them. And Rabbi Shimon holds you're allowed to carry things from the Chatzer to the Mavoi. You're just not allowed to carry things from the Bayis to the Mavoi. So you don't have to worry about it. You'll be allowed to carry from the Chatzer to the Mavoi, and therefore you're going to be allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos in the Mavoi. But if you have like this in-between case where there's no Shitufei Mavuos, but there are Eruvei Chatzeros, now you have a problem, because kelim from the bayis are going to end up in the chatzer, and now we have to be concerned that those kelim might be brought out to the mavoi. So I'm not going to allow carrying more than dalet amos in the mavoi. The mavoi is going to be considered like a karmelis, because we have to be so cautious about what we're allowed to bring out, and we don't allow bring anything out from the chatzer to the mavoi. Good, ad kan the first part of the daf, the chiluk between whether they made an eruv chatzeros or not. Now the rest of the daf goes and focuses on machshire mitzvah. So we had said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer allows machshire mila to be docha Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses what about other machshire mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo lakolam Rabbi Eliezer machshire mitzvah docha Shabbos. You know, it's not for every mitzvah that Rabbi Eliezer allows the machshire mitzvah to be docha Shabbos, the preparatory work in advance of the mitzvah to be docha Shabbos, because after all, shari shtei alechem chovas hayom hein, the shtei alechem that you bring on Shavuos is a chovas hayom, you can't do it any other day. Madan Rabbi Eliezer elam igzei reshava, and Rabbi Eliezer only knows that you're allowed to do its machshirim, meaning the baking of the shtei alechem on Shabbos, from a gzei reshava, which implies that the default position is that machshirei mitzvah are not docha Shabbos. You need a special lima to tell me that the machshirei shtei alechem are docha Shabbos, like the machshirei mila. I mean, why would he need a gzei reshava if it were just an automatic that all machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos? The Ritva wonders about this raya from machshirei shtei alechem. It could be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, every mitzvah that's docha Shabbos, the machshirim will all be docha Shabbos, as opposed to the shtei alechem, where the mitzvah itself doesn't involve any chilul Shabbos, and maybe that's why he needs a gzera shavet to tell me the machshirim are docha Shabbos, because I don't even know that the mitzvah would be strong enough to be docha Shabbos. It just happens to be that this mitzvah doesn't need to be docha Shabbos, because there's no chilul Shabbos involved in this mitzvah. So the Ritva points out that if you were to say that Rabbi Lazar holds that mitzvahs that are docha Shabbos, their machshirim are automatically docha Shabbos, the implication would be that machshirim are considered a chelik of the mitzvah. And if that were the case, even if the mitzvah does not have any chil Shabbos associated with it, if the machshirim do have chil Shabbos, then you wouldn't need a gzera shava to tell me that they're docha. I mean, the idea of saying machshirei anything, the Ritva conceptually formulates for us, why would you say machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos? It's because you hold the machshirei mitzvah are part of the mitzvah. They become one with the mitzvah. mitzvah. So once they become one with the mitzvah, even if the mitzvah does not involve any chilul Shabbos, but the makshirim do, we view it as if the mitzvah does involve chilul Shabbos, because the makshirim are part of the mitzvah. Detanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Minay the makshir shtei alechem shtochem es Shabbos. Where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer learns this from Gzeir Shabbos? Because the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know that the makshirim of the shtei alechem are docha Shabbos, meaning that you're allowed to bake the shtei alechem on Shabbos? Because Nemra Hava'a ba'omer, the pasuk uses the lashon of Hava'a by the Korban Omer. It says, Vahavesem es omer reshes ktsirchem, Vinemra Hava'a b'shtei alechem, and it has the lashon of Hava'a by shtei alechem. It says, Mimosh vosechem, Taviu alechem tenufa. So ma Havar ha'amura ba'omer, Machshirin, Dokhmes Shabbos, just like by the Korban Omer, the Machshire Omer Dokh Shabbos, we do Ktsira sa omer, we harvest the grain for the Omer on Shabbos, we do the Tchina and the Harkada, we do all of the makshirim of the Korban Omer on Shabbos, saf havar amur shtei alechem makshirim dochem es Shabbos. So too the hava that it says by shtei alechem, we're also going to say that the makshirim are doche Shabbos. So that's the gzeirah shavah from which Rabbi Eliezer learns that makshirim shtei alechem are doche Shabbos. So says the Gemara and Mufni. You have to say that this gzeirah shavah is an open gzeirah shavah. There are different levels of gzeirah shavah. A gzeirah shavah where each word on each side of the gzeirah shavah is not being used for any other limud is the strongest form of a gezeirah shavah. So says the Gemara, what, you have to say that one of these psukim at least that's used in this gezeirah shavah is not used for another drasha. Di lo mufni, because if it's not open ika lemifrach, then you would be allowed to ask on the gezeirah shavah if there's some inequality between the two dinim that you're learning from each other, and that we would have a pretty good inequality to point to, and that is mala omer shekeinim matzah katzur kotzer. By the korban omer, even if you already have harvested grain, part of the mitzvah is the ktsira sa'omer. You would have to re-harvest grain l'shei mitzvah, because the pasuk actually tells us uktsartem and then veivesem. So the machshire mitzvah are going to be docha Shabbos by korban omer, because the Torah tells me to do machshire mitzvah. It's machshire mitzvah ksuva b'kra. But tomer b'shtei alechem shei matzah katzur eino kotzer. Could you necessarily apply the same rules to machshire shtei alechem where the Torah does not tell me to do a ktsira? It's obvious that you need to have harvested grain in order to bring the shtei alechem, but the Torah doesn't talk about doing the maisa katsira. So that the makshire shtei alechem are not as strong as the makshire omer. So how am I going to know that makshire shtei alechem are necessarily docha Shabbos? You can't learn it from makshire omer if they have to logically align with each other. So says Mar Li'i Afnuya Mufna. You're right. You have to say that this gzeirah shavah is mufna, and therefore you're not allowed to ask any kashas on the gzeirah shavah. Once it's mufna, it becomes a gzeirah shavah that you're not allowed to ask any kashas on. Tosfos raises the question that based on the Gemara in Zvachim that there's no such thing as a gzeirah shavah lemechtza. So we're going to learn shtei alechem gzeirah shavah from Korban Omer, right? That the makshir mardocha Shabbos. We should learn not only the makshir mardocha Shabbos, but we should also learn that shtei alechem have a mitzvah of ktsira, meaning once you say gzeirah shavah lemechtza, so take all of the dinim of Korban Omer and apply them to shtei alechem. Well, Korban Omer, there's a mitzvah of ktsira in the Torah, and in matzah katzur kotzer, you're going to have to be kotzer even if you already have harvested grain. Why don't we say the same thing about shtei alechem? Asks Tosos. So Tosos says that you could ask. That's a really great question if you're not a farmer. But if you've ever actually had a field with grain in Eretz Yisrael, by Shavuos, it's too late. It's too late to do the ketzira on Shavuos. So the grain is already has to have already been harvested at that point. So therefore, it's not shaykh to say, it's not mistaver that the Torah is telling me that there's going to be, by shtei alechem, a mitzvah ktsira l'shma, because it's too late at that point to do a mitzvah ktsira. So anyway, michti, ksiv, so says, well, let's analyze. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'avesim es omer reshes ktsirchem, el ha-kohen, miyom ha-viyachem. Says miyom aviyachem es omer atnufa. So lamali, why does the Torah have to say lashon of hava'a by the omer again? So shma mina lafnuye, must be that the pasuk is extra to tell me this gezeirah shavah to shtei alechem. Vakati mufnu mitzarechem. Says Gemara, but we still haven't made this gezeirah shavah rock solid. The only way to make a gezeirah shavah absolutely rock solid, where you can't ask any questions on it, is if it's mufnu mishnei tzadim. The word that you're using on both sides is not otherwise being used. Now this is still only Mufna Mitzad Echad, and we hold that Rabbi Eliezer, and we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if something of Gzeira Shav is only Mufna on one side, then you can be Meshiv. You're allowed to bring up questions that will blow up the Gzeira Shav because the two Tzadim are not equivalent to each other. So the Gemara answers the Pasuk by Shtei Alechem must also be extra, because when the Pasuk says Mimosh Vosechem Taviyu Lechem Tanufa, it says so the word Taviyu Ribuyahu, the word Taviyu is extra in the Pasuk and is open for the Gzeira Shav, because the previous Pasuk already said that we bring the Mincha Chadasha on Atzeres, so it could have just said Mimosh Vosechem Lechem Tanufa. Why does it have to say Taviyu? Taviyu is extra, and therefore the Gzeira Shav between Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim and Karban Omer is Mufna. Good, so now we know that Rabbi Lazar holds Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos, and we know that we know that Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos, and we know that Machshire Shtei Alechem are Docha Shabbos. But says the Gemara, but lemutemai. So which mitzvahs does Rabbi Eliezer hold are not docha Shabbos? So ilem lemute lulav. If you're going to say, well, maybe machshire lulav are not docha Shabbos, not true. Vatanya lulav v'chol machshire of docha nesu Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even machshire lulav are docha Shabbos. When we say lulav, obviously we mean all dalid minim. Just like when we say bracha al netilas lulav, we mean all dalid minim. So another possibility, vel lemute sukkah. Maybe the machshire sukkah are not docha Shabbos, meaning building a sukkah cannot be done on Shabbos. But vatanya sukkah v'kol machshira dochnas Shabbos. Tiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you may build a sukkah on Shabbos, that the machshirin are docha Shabbos. Ella lemute matzah. Oh, so maybe it's coming to exclude matzah vatanya, but that doesn't work either. Matzah v'kol machshira dochnas Shabbos. Tiv Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer holds all the machshirei matzah are docha Shabbos. Ella lemute shof. Shofar. It must be that it's coming to exclude shofar. Vatanya shofar v'chol machshir of docha Shabbos. Tiv Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds even the machshirei shofar are docha Shabbos. So we're still looking, where do you have machshirei mitzvah that are not docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer? What kind of machshirei mitzvah are not docha Shabbos in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? So says the Gemara, Am Ravad Barava l'mutei tzitzis l'taliso u'mezuzo l'pischo. The machshirei mitzvah of tzitzis and mezuzah are not docha Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya Nami Hachi v'shavin. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Chachamim. Shem tzietz taliso v'asa mezuzah l'pischo shu chayiv. That if a person ties tzitzis on his talis and he writes a mezuzah for his Pesach, for his doorway on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv for violating Shabbos. My taima am Rav Yosef v'she'in kavua lem zman. And the reason that Rabbi Eliezer holds these mitzvahs are different is because there is no particular zman for the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of mezuzah. You could do it on Erev Shabbos, you could do it on Motzai Shabbos. There's no reason you dafka have to be doing it on Shabbos, as opposed to all the other mitzvahs that we mentioned are time-sensitive mitzvahs. Lulav, sukkah, matzah, all of those mitzvahs are time-sensitive mitzvahs, and therefore even their machshirim are going to be docha Shabbos. So you see very clearly that since Rabbi Lazar needs to learn from Shtei Alechem, a gzeirah shava from Karban Omer, that machshir Shtei Alechem are docha Shabbos, it shows us that we cannot learn all other mitzvahs from Mila, that they are that all machshirim of all mitzvahs are necessarily docha Shabbos, and therefore machshirei tzitzis and mezuzah are not docha Shabbos. The implication, though, is that if Rabbi Eliezer would not have learned Shtei Alechem from Gzeira Shava from Omer, we would have said that all machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos, and we would have derived it from Mila. That if Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei Mila are docha Shabbos, so the default would have been that that's binyanav to kala tarukula, the machshirei all mitzvah docha Shabbos. The only thing that caused us to hesitate and say, no, Rabbi Eliezer does not allow all machshirei mitzvah to be docha Shabbos, is because he requires a Gzeira Shava when it comes to Shtei Alechem. So asks Tosfos in Dibra Mask Lola Kol, he says, wait a second, how could we have even had a Hava Mina to derive from Mila to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula? Mila itself is Docha Shabbos, and therefore its Machshirim are Docha Shabbos. But Tzitzis, Mezuzah, there is no Dechias Shabbos when you're Mekayim them. So why should their Machshirim be Docha Shabbos? Tosfos leaves that unresolved. Tosfos does not answer that question. Another point that Tosfos raises over here, Tosfos wonders what the Gemara is looking for a reason for the halacha that Machshirei Tzitzis and Mezuzah are not Docha Shabbos, if there's no limud to tell me that they are, Memela, that they're not. So Tosfos suggests that there is makom to learn that tzitzis and mezuzah could be derived from sukkah, that the makshirim are docha Shabbos. And if you'll tell me, no, don't derive from sukkah, because sukkah is noeg belayla kaviyom, mezuzah is also noeg belayla kaviyom. And even tzitzis, according to the chachamim, that do not darshan the pasuk urisim also to be memayit ksus layla, the chum would also hold, even tzitzis is noeg belayla kaviyom. So that's that would have been the hava aminah. So anyway, says the Gemara, amalei abaye, Abayis is back to Rabbi Yosef. Adraba, mi de ein kavur lem zman. If they don't have zman kavur for them, then kol shaita v'shaita zmanehu. That's not a reason that it's less pressing to do them on Shabbos. When you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a zman, every single moment is the zman. So every moment that you're wearing a beged adal kanfos, you need to be putting tzitzis on that beged. Every moment you have a house that doesn't have a mezuzah, you need to have a mezuzah on the house. If I'm not mistaken, the Minchas Chinuch even has a suggestion that even though generally speaking we have a rule of a mevazveis, al yevazveis yosri mechomesh, that you're not supposed to spend more than 20% of your money on a mitzvah, he says maybe by the mitzvah's mezuzah you could spend more than 20% of your money, and you should for mitzvah's mezuzah. Why? Because mitzvah's mezuzah is not like lulav, where you buy it once and you yotzei and that's it and then you're done. It's every second of every single day. So it has a cumulative effect of a mitzvah every single second, and that therefore becomes a more important mitzvah. So says Gemara, the fact that something is doesn't have a zman means that it always has a zman, that every second is its zman. So Elam Rav Nachman Ram Rav Yitzchak V'Tem Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, the reason that Machshirei Tzitzis and Mezuzah are not Tocha Shabbos is because there's another Eitzah. It's Ho'ol B'yodol Avkiran. You could be Mafkir your Bayis, you could be Mafkir your Talis, and then they're not yours anymore, and you don't have a Chiyuv of the mitzvah of Tzitzis and the mitzvah of Mezuzah. So there's no reason that you would ever have to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of these mitzvahs. So the Rishonim raised the question, the Ramban and others, why doesn't the Gemara say B'pshitos that you have the ability not to wear a beged of dalet kanfos? Meaning, instead of saying you have the ability to be mafkir your tzitzis, just say that you could just not choose to wear a beged that doesn't have dalet kanfos. So the Ramban suggests, yeah, the Gemara could have said that, but that would not have worked for mezuzah, because you got to live somewhere. So the Gemara wants to choose an answer that works for both mezuzah and for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, oh, you always have the ability to be mafkir. Now, that idea that you always have the ability to be mafkir, in the Sefer Told Us Adam, it says Rav Zalman Mivilna once came on Erev Shabbos to a hotel, and he got to the entrance of the hotel, of the inn, and he saw that the mezuzah was placed lamata mishlisha elyon, that it was placed too low on the doorway. It was like halfway up the doorway. And mezuzah and he held, like those poskim, that a mezuzah placed so low on the doorway is pasul. Right? That's a discussion in the poskim. So we're choshesh for definitely machmir for that shita, that we always place the mezuzah in the shlisha elyon, in the tchilas shlisha elyon. I've never seen really a mezuzah that's placed too low. I've seen many mezuzahs that are placed higher than they should be. At least that's kosher if it's placed higher than they should be. But a mezuzah is supposed to be placed in tchilas shlisha elyon, which is lower than you think it is. If you actually take a tape measure and measure it, usually it's a lot lower than you think. So the bottom of the mezuzah should be at the two-thirds point up the doorway. Or if Zalman came and he saw that it was lower than that, it was lower than the shlisha elyon. So and it was right before Shabbos. There was no time to fix it. So he asked the innkeeper to please be mafker the house, hefker gomer b'fnei shlosha, and he was mafker the house. Okay, now it's not chayiv mezuzah. Now Rav Zalman Vilna was willing to go into the house. That's the maisa they say in our local yeshiva in South Shore when Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky started South Shore. So he used to bring his father, Rabbi Yaakov Zichron Lebracha, he used to come to visit every once in a while to see the yeshiva. So once Rabbi Yaakov came to South Shore and he saw that in the nursery classroom or the kindergarten classroom, they had the mezuzah really low down on the door so that the children could reach it to kiss the mezuzah. And Rabbi Yaakov said, what's the mezuzah doing so low down on the door? It's possible. So they said, well, we want to be mechanich the children to be able to kiss the mezuzah, and they're little, they can't reach all the way up to where it is. So Rabbi Yaakov said, no, you don't do the mitzvah incorrectly. You put a chair next to the doorway so that the children could climb up on the chair and they can kiss the mezuzah. But that's the better way to solve the problem rather than lowering the doorway. And this eitzah of being mafka the bayis is mentioned by some of the poskim. What happens if a mezuzah falls down on Shabbos? So some say that you don't need to leave the house or go to a different room that has a mezuzah because you can't be koveh the mezuzah on Shabbos, so maybe you don't have a chiv to be koveh the mezuzah. But there's no iser to be shoa bebayis sheim bo mezuzah when there's no way to be koveh. So but others say that you got to leave the house unless you have unless you don't have anywhere else to go, or leave the room if you have another room to go to, because if you don't have anywhere else to go, so okay, gadol kavod abrios, that it's docha the say of kviyas mezuzah. But it could be that the best eitzah is to be mafkir the bayis, like our Gemara says that if you're mafkir, then it becomes pater mi mezuzah. You certainly can't put the mezuzah back up because then it's a chashash of meleches bona that you're putting something up at derech keva on a binyan kavua. You're being mosif on a binyan kavua on Shabbos. So that's a discussion in poskim what the best eitzah to do in that situation is. Okay, says the Gemara. There's also a discussion, by the way, in poskim whether we can bring a raya from our Gemara that you're allowed to be mafkir things on Shabbos. The Meiri writes that on Shabbos you're allowed to be mafkir a beged of dalit kanfos and therefore become pater from tzitzis. Magen Avram writes in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to give him matana on Shabbos, and that's why the Gemara didn't say that you can pater from tzitzis and mezuzah by just giving it away as a matana. The Gemara says you could be mafkir it because hefker is mutar on Shabbos, but nisinas matana is asar on Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara gave the eitz of being mafkir it and not the eitz of giving it as a matana. Okay, vayter the Gemara. So Amar Mar, let's revisit each of the mitzvahs that we just discussed. Lulav kol mashir of dochnas Shabbos. If Rabbi Lezer, we said that according to Rabbi Lezer, machshirei lulav or dochnas Shabbos, minale Rabbi Lezer. Where does Rabbi Lezer know this from? Ime Omer Shtei Alechem, if he derives it from Omer Shtei Alechem, that just like their machshirei dochnas Shabbos, so to lulav shekein tzarach kavoy. You can't learn from there. Those are karbanos. Lulav is not a carbon, so maybe that's why Omer Shtei Alechem are elevated above lulav, and they're machshirei dochnas. Ella Amar Kratz from the pasuk Bayom. Pasuk says l'kachlem lechem Bayom Arishon. Could have just said l'kachlem lechem Barishon. What does the word Bayom tell me? Bayom afil b'Shabbos. That even if it's Shabbos, ulamai hilchasa. And what sorech do we need to be told that the mitzvah of lulav is knowing on Shabbos? Ilem l'tiltol. If it's to tell me that you're allowed to move a lulav, so that it's not, you don't have to worry about muktza. Isrukhra l'mishri tiltol. What? I need the pasuk Bayom to tell me that it's not an issue of muktza. Muktza's drabbanan anyway. The pasuk wouldn't be coming to me matir drabbanan. Ela l'makshirav. Bayom must be telling me that makshire lulav are docha Shabbos, because it's telling me something happens on Shabbos with a lulav, something's mutra on Shabbos with a lulav. It can't be about muktza, it must be about makshirin. V'rabbanan, what about the rabbanan who hold that makshire lulav are not docha Shabbos? What do they do with bayom? Homi bayle bayom, v'la b'layla. They need that bayom to tell me that you don't take lulav at night. I've Rabbi Lezer b'yom v'la b'layla minale. Where does Rabbi Lezer know that it's b'yom v'la b'layla? So nachle m'smach from v'yashem elkechem, shivas yamim, yamim v'la leilos, that he derives it from the pasuk of smach from v'yashem elkechem, shivas yamim, which is the hemshech of the pasuk of v'lekachtem lechem b'yom arishon. So from there we know yamim v'la leilos. V'rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, why do I need Bayom to tell me Yamim v'lo Leilos? What about Usmachtem v'Hashem Elkechem Shavuz Yamim? It's Tzrich. I need both Pesukim. Salka Daidicham in Nel Shavuz Yamim Misuka Malalan Yam V'afilu Leilos. I might have thought to derive Shavuz Yamim from Sukkah, that just like by Sukkah it's both Yamim and Leilos, Afkan Yam V'afilu Leilos. So to by Lulav maybe it's both days and nights, Kamash Malah, and that's why the Pesuk says Bayom, that Lulav is only knowing Bayom and not Balayla. V'lichtach Rachmana Balula Okay, so good. So why doesn't the Torah just tell me by lulav that the machshirim are docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer, and let me learn Omer and Shtei Alechem from lulav? Why do I need a special gezeirah shava to tell me that Shtei Alechem and Omer is docha Shabbos just deriving from lulav? So mishum dika lemifrach mal lulav shekein toin arba aminim. No, maybe I would think lulav is special because it requires dal aminim, and that's why it's machshirim are docha Shabbos. Omer and Shtei Alechem do not have four minim. So I wouldn't know that they're makshir mardachas Shabbos. That's why I need a special special pasuk. So Tosfos raises the question: Omer shnei lechem do have dalin minim because you bring kvasim with them. With the shnei lechem, you bring shnei kvasim. With the omer, you bring keves echad and yayin lenisuch and shemen lemenachos. So that is dalin minim that you have by omer and shnei lechem as well. So Tosfos says that the dalin minim shablula from akvin zeze. That's the point that it needs dalin minim, and if you don't have any one of them, then none of them are considered a mitzvah. Says Gemara Vaitu, Sukkah b'kol makshir adoch l'shabbos. According to Rabbi Lezer, we said that Sukkah and makshir sukkah are adoch l'shabbos. Different Rabbi Lezer. So we know that Rabbi Lezer, how does Rabbi Lezer know that to be true? So e may omer shnei lechem, if he wants to drive from omer shnei lechem shekein tzorach kavoh, who you can't, that's considered tzorach kavoh, that's a karban. E may lulav, you want to drive from lulav shekein tzorach arba aminim. Lulav is dal aminim. Sukkah doesn't. Ela gomer shivas yam may lulav. We derive a gzera shava shivas yam from lulav. Mala alon makshir of dochnas Shabbos. Afkanam makshir of dochnas Shabbos. Just like lulav's makshir of dochnas Shabbos, so to sukkah. V'licht of Rachman of sukkah. V'nesi anach v'nigmar minei. But why can't the Torah only tell me by sukkah that the makshir of dochnas Shabbos, and let me learn omer and shtei alechem from it? Mishum dinkel lemirfach mala sukkah shekein noheges b'leilus kabiyamim. No, I would not be able to derive omer and shtei alechem from it because sukkah is unique in that it applies even at nighttime and not only at daytime. Next mitzvah, matzah v'chol makshir adoch Shabbos ziv Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds matzah and makshir matzah are doch Shabbos. Minalei l'Rabbi Eliezer, how does he know that? If he derives it from Omer and Shtei Alechem, Shekein Tzorach Kavoah, you can't, because it's Tzorach Kavoah, so it's so maybe only that which is Karban is the Makshir Mardoch HaShabbos. Imei Lulav, oh, you want to learn it from Lulav? Shekein Tzorach Arba Minim, but Lulav has its own Chumrah that it requires Dalid Minim. Imei Sukkah, you want to learn it from Sukkah? Shekein Ogis Baleilus Kabiyamim. Sukkah has its own Chumrah that it's knowing both by day and night, as opposed to Matzah, which is only knowing at night as a Chiyuv, right? There's a question, the Gra and others that it's a mitzvah kiyumis of matzah maybe for the entire sukkahs, but as far as a chiyuv matzah, that's only on the first night. Elo gomer chamisha asu michag asukos. How do I know the machshire matzah adoch Shabbos? I derive it a gzereshava tesvav from chag asukos. Mala alon machshire adoch Shabbos avkan machshire adoch Shabbos. Just like the mitzvah of sukkah, we already proved that the machshire sukkah according to Rabbi Eliezer adoch Shabbos. So to buy matzah, let the Torah only say it by matzah, and let the other mitzvahs of Omer and Shtei Alechem and Lulav and Sukkah be derived from matzah. That if even Machshirei Matzah are Docha Shabbos, Machshirim of Lulav and Sukkah and Omer and Shtei Alechem should also be Docha Shabbos. Mishum Dikal Mifrach Mala Matzah Shkeinu Agus Panoshim Kiba Anoshim. No, matzah is different because unlike Sukkah, Lulav, Omer and Shtei Alechem, women are chayiv in matzah as well. It's a mitzvah. Yes, but the Gemara Pesachim as a drasha, kol sheyeshno bebalto chal chametz yeshno b'kum echol matzah. That anyone is chayiv in the iser of achilas chametz on Pesach is chayiv in the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach as well. Now it's interesting that we say that Omer and Shtei Alechem does not apply to women, because certainly what the Omer and the Shtei Alechem accomplish definitely applies to women. Meaning the fact that the Omer is matir the chadash and that the Shtei Alechem is matir the chadash and the migdash, that certainly applies to women. So the Rashash makes that ha'ara, but it still could be that since women are not mitzuva on the machs ha'shekel from which they bring the omer and the shtei alechem, so and the women are not kosher to do the avodah the mikdash and not able to be osik in the avodah omer shtei alechem. So that's why we say it's not noig benashim, even though its effects are certainly noig benashim. Shofar v'kol machshir v'dokhan shabbos tiv Rebbe Lezer. We said shofar is dokhan shabbos. The machshir is shofar. Me nolei the Rebbe Lezer. How does he know that? Imi Omer Shtei Alechem Shkein Tzorach Kavah. Can't learn from Omer Shtei Alechem because that's a Tzorach Kavah. Imi Lulav Shkein Tzorach Arba Aminim. Lulav requires four Aminim. That's its Chumra. Imi Sukkah Shkein Agus B'Leilus Kabiyamim. Imi Matzah Shkein Agus B'Nashim Kabah Nashim. Each one has its own Chumra. Ella Amar Kra. How do I know about Shofar? Yom Trua Yelechem. By Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. The word Yom tells me even Shabbos. Ulamai. What could be done even on Shabbos with the Shofar? Ilei Melitkiyah. If it's to tell me that you could blow it on Shabbos, Hatanu De Beis Shmuel Kom Lach Savodah Lo Sasu Yatzitzkiyah Shofar Dias Hapas. she chachma vein melacha. It's not a melacha anyway to blow the shofar on Shabbos. El machshirin. So the pasuk must be matir, must be coming to be matir the machshirei shofar on Shabbos. V'rabbanan, what are the rabbanan going to do with that pasuk? They used it to teach me that shofar is done only at day and not at night time. V'rabbi Eliezer b'yom v'lo b'layla minale. Where does Rabbi Eliezer know that shofar is only done at day and not at night? Nafkele b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar b'chal ha-artzichem. From the shofar of Yom HaKippurim, where it says b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar b'chal ha-artzichem, it's talking about shofar and Yom Kippur of Yovel, v'gamri me'adadi. And the mitzvah of tkiah shofar and Rosh Hashanah is derived from the mitzvah of tkiah shofar of Yovel. So b'licht of rachmana b'shofar v'leis u'hana filig m'rumine. So then back to the question, why doesn't the Torah only tell me, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that machshire shofar doch Shabbos, and I can learn all the other mitzvos, lulav and sukkah and matzah and shteilachim and all the other mitzvos from shofar? No, mitzkei shofar to Rosh Hashanah lekel migmar. You can't learn from mitzkei shofar of Rosh Hashanah because it has its own chumra in that shekein machneses zechron shel Yisrael avin shemashmain. It affects something extraordinary. It brings the zechronos of Klal Yisrael to avin shemashmain, and maybe that's why it makes it so important. Mitzkei shofar to Yom Kippurim lekel migmar. Nor can you derive from mitzkei shofar of Yom Kippur because it also has its chashivos in that the Amar Mar, the Braisa tells us in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Taku beis and shofar niftu avadim lebateim v'sados chazul lebaleim. When they blow that shofar, so it so they declares liberty to all of its inhabitants. Right, that's the pasuk on the liberty bell. That all the avadim go back home and the sados go back to their owners. So it affects this it makes this great impact on society. So you can't learn from the shofar of Yovel to all of the mitzvahs. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get back to machshirei mila on the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.